environment. We talk about being good to each other. There's some real positive messages that come out of those settings. Last year, we created a year-long theme, and that year-long theme was to be better today than you were yesterday. So looking at consistent improvement to try to be a better person, to be a better friend, to be a better, in every aspect of your life. So those are what we talk about in our State of the Falcon. We have extended homerooms where we have been doing, in those extended homerooms, goal setting. We've been doing motivational videos. We've been doing teacher talks. We're trying to get kids to buy in with some of the social like support systems that we have on campus. When I see kids that are struggling out in the quad area, I see it happens all the time. I'll see a kid alone, and I'll go to that kid and say, "Hey, do you have any friends? Are you hanging out with anybody?" And a lot of times they're very honest and they say, "No, I don't have anybody." I bring those kids to Corey in the FRC, and they have a safe place now where they can go with other kids that don't have supports on campus, and they all love each other in there. So it is great. I invite any of you guys to come at lunch and go into our FRC and see the program that Corey's built in there, of just bringing in these kids that really don't feel connected anywhere and giving them a school connection. It's pretty awesome. So we need to continue things like that. Expanded mental health supports. We have our interns that have just started with us. I know their challenges. Each one is only there one day, which is so hard for us. Even the interns themselves are saying it's really hard to build connections with the kids when I'm only here every Tuesday or every Wednesday. So they're seeing the challenges also. But we have those additional supports now where Corey is now working with those people and building relationships with the kids and getting some of those additional kids bought in that may have been left out before. Engagement strategies. We're talking about building connections with the kids. This is one of the things the kids, one of the questions on there is, a teacher tells you you get a good job when you do something well. Only 76% said yes, that happens. We need to be good at every kid. When they do something well, we highlight it, we encourage it, we promote it so that they feel equally engaged in the school, and that's where we're gonna see some of that school connectedness come up. We have goal settings that we're doing in our homeroom classes, and then we have interactive options for learning. One of the challenges that we have now is this modern world where the kids are feeling disconnected because teaching isn't as immediate as the internet is. So finding ways to make our teaching like broken down into smaller segments so kids can feel more engaged and give them more opportunities to collaborate with each other is something we need to be better at in order to get more engagement with our students on our campus. And then finally, promoting healthy routines. This one I'm stumped. I mean, I talk to the kids about, hey, if you come to school tired, you're not going to be effective. If you come to school hungry, you're not going to be effective. We offer you free food here. Enjoy, eat. Come and get free food. It's for everybody. But the piece of going to bed at a safe hour, that's got to come from parents. And we need to make sure that we're encouraging parents to get the proper rest for their children.
What do you think about sharing some of this data with parents, like letting them know, like, these are the results, you know?
Yeah, so this will actually be posted on our website, so all parents will have access to the student survey, the parent survey. They'll be available online for the families to see.
Once that's up, can you send an all call or something?
Yeah, so it was just a matter of presenting to the board first, and then we could go live with it after that.
That's right.
Yeah. So it could be up as early as tomorrow.
The one issue with the state has been dealing with this kids going to bed at midnight and all that, and that's why a lot of the high schools now are starting school after 9 in the morning. And they're finding that the kids are functioning a little better by doing that. But at the other end, because not all of them do it, they're missing more school if they're in sports because they're, instead of getting out at 2 o'clock, now they're getting out at 3 or 3:30, but they're still leaving at 1:30 for a football game. So it's kind of a catch-22. But the schools that are doing it are reporting that the students, and the students are reporting that they feel more rested because they're not having to get up so early.
So. I'll say that I have 3 kids in that age range, and so I was able to pick out things out of each one of your slides that I could say, yeah, my girls have dealt with all those things, or are experiencing all those things. And I'll say the one thing that the school does provide that I think gives them that opportunity to look forward to something is that FFA program.
Yeah.
And so I've seen all three of my girls just gravitate towards that program without me having to push it, because it's garnered this atmosphere of positive reinforcement. And so any other programs that could also grab other kids' attention who have different interests, I think is a fantastic thing.
Well, I think the additional piece of that, Austin, is that they're taught leadership skills, mm-hmm. regardless of what they're doing. They're taught social skills, mm-hmm. the eye contact, the handshakes, there's so many social development positives with that program, and our daughter did it for the first time last year, mm-hmm. and we were just like blown away at how much she evolved in that program.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. It really does bring some fantastic stuff for us.
One of the things you were thinking things are slightly different is, like, we have the Dungeons and Dragons Club. We have, you know, the VRTV with the tech component and the computer animation and the coding and the robotics and the STEM. And the thing we're missing right now is that I need to find a music teacher. You know, my arts, I've got the drama group, and the drama group is flourished. The last three productions that they had at that Eva Center of Drama, our kids have been the lead that have come out of Janine's drama class. So all of our kids are finding niches, and that's the key component, is finding that niche and that place you feel like you belong, so that you have something to look forward to. I mean, you got to have something positive, because school is hard for a lot of the kids, and when they have that one class that they love or that one group where they feel connected, it makes that hard work feeling. So, you know, having more groups like that, you know, to make sure that every kid on campus feels that connection, mm-hmm. or that passion or that happiness or has that one class that they just love, is super important. And right now, you know, we've got sports, we've got all these other great things for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's one of my goals. Mm-hmm. That's one of my goals.
But it's not for lack of effort.
It's not for lack of effort. You know what I mean? It's just hard.
It's a hard one.
Impossible.
I think communication with the Sac State lead for education music department, and he's working with his group over there to try to find somebody for this next year. So
fantastic.
We're working on it. It's been an ongoing challenge.
Thank you guys for doing that. I know that it's been a lot of work, and I appreciate you guys really going the extra mile to try and fill that void.
Can I ask a question on this? How have you guys found communication with parents? Do we have a medium that's most successful?
Facebook. And I have to be honest, that's one of my hardest ones, because I'm not a social media person, and I've tried to evolve. One of the gifts that I have right now is my leadership teacher's awesome at it. And so she's kind of taken the role about putting things out. But it's amazing how many people won't call the school anymore, won't email me directly, but they'll send messages on Facebook. And so I've got myself in it where I set alarms on my phone. Me to check Facebook Messenger a couple times a day, because honestly, that's where I get a lot of the messages where parents are questioning and doing. We do try to do the Aries email so that I get information out like that, because, you know, the old school notices at the middle school level, we call the kids backpack the black hole. Things go in and they just never come out.
Or they just throw them in the trash cans.
Exactly. So, you know, the email tends to get a little better. I reserve the all calls. The protocols more for like the emergency things, so it's really important so that people don't just get hang up when the phone call comes, because they're getting inundated with it. So usually, you know, those are kind of our main modes of communication. We do have a school website with links to all the key aspects, and we post our daily bulletin. But I find that it's honestly the social media that the parents gravitate to the most. And we do Facebook more than multiple platforms, just because
I do find it somewhat hilarious when we see somebody post on Friends of Wheatland or whatever, hey, what time is the school dance tonight? It's like, pick up the phone and call the school. Why? It takes you less time.
And so I try to check, but that seems to be the mode that they go at the most. And I always tell them when they send a message on Facebook, I am sorry if I miss this, you know, or the delay. Here is my email. You will always get me much faster using this than this.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's an easy tab on the phone. Yeah, so.
Okay. Are you taking action on
that? No, that's informational only, and I think it just shows that we have some positives and we have some things to work on. And that's typical when you have these types of surveys, and appreciate you sharing that with all of us. And
yeah. Thank you, Justin. Okay, 5.8, District Sunshine to CSEA.
Okay, so 5.8 and 5.9 are sunshines. I talked about this a little earlier. What this is that when you negotiate with a bargaining unit, so in our particular case, we have three of them. We have CSEA, which is California School Employees Association, and that is our classified employees. We have WESTA, which is Wheatland...
There you go.
That is obviously our teachers and counselors and whatnot. And then we have our secretaries. They're their own unit. They are WESS. And they are all required, prior to going into bargaining, to post, and the district is required, to post the items in which we will talk about in negotiations. Negotiations are not open to the public. They are not... discussed in public forums like this, but what is going to be talked about has to come out first before you can ever sit down with the group. So 5.8 and 5.9 is our sunshine to them and their sunshine to us. And what you will find some years, like this particular year, there's a lot on there because it's called an open book year. Their contracts are up every 3 years. So their current contract ended in June of 2025. And so the next contract will go from July 1, 2025 through June 2028. When you have an open book year, they can talk about anything within the contract, and we can. In the other years that are not open book years, they get two items, and we get two items, plus salary and benefits. So what you'll see in both 5.8 and 5.9 are the items in which will be discussed. Some of them that we have are also ones that they submitted. So I'll go through ours first, and then we can do 5.9, and you can take them both as one approval if you wish. So basically recognition, that is the time in which the contract will be valid. Hours and overtime, self-explanatory, pay and allowances, employee benefits, vacation, duration, again, a new 3 year, and then appendixes are the bargaining unit. If there's raises or whatnot, you have to change the appendixes. So 5.8 is what we will be, what we brought forward to talk about. 5.9 is what CSEA sent to me to have go forward, and they are recognition, employee rights, and they want to talk about AB 119 and the new employee orientation language. So AB 119 basically says that the union has the right to talk with any new employee and convince them to join the union or whatnot. And so they want to talk about that. Hours and overtime, pay and allowances, employee benefits, vacation, duration, and adding staff training for student behaviors, and making the grounds, maintenance, job classifications, talking about those classifications. So those are the things that CSEA will discuss. Also in the situation with negotiations, any item that which both parties agree to talk about can be talked about as well. So that is what this is. This is not any agreement other than what we will talk about, and then we will sit down with this group. This is the first sunshine that is coming this year. We expect one from West End. We'll expect one from West. For non-bargaining units, which would be everybody else that's not classified, so any management, any confidential, any psychs, nurses, that type of thing, they do not have to sunshine. We call their bargaining begging, and it usually happens after we start talking with labor unions. So this is for you to accept what will be talked about in negotiations. And you can either do them together or separate.
Any objections to doing them together?
I make a motion that we approve 5.8, the district sunshine to CSEA, and 5.9, the CSEA sunshine to the district.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Those pass. We're going to approve status changes for employees.
So this is the time of year that we bring to you movement within our employees, and it's always a certificated side. Classified, they are probationary for 6 months and then they become permanent, so we don't bring that forward. This is the listing of who is moving to what. So for example, Alana Bishop is one of our teachers. She was a Probe 2 last year. She is now permanent. And then you can go through the list. If somebody was temporary, they will sometimes stay temporary because of a funding model. So if they're funded through a grant or something that could end, then they remain temporary. And then if they are probationary one, then they would go to probationary two. Some employees, for example, Max Henderson, who was one of our employees, he was temporary last year, but now he's a Probe two because they get up to 1 year, they call tack back. So he got credit for his temporary and probationary one at the same time. So in October or September is when we usually bring this forward, and you can see that we have 9 of our employees are moving from probationary to permanent, and the rest is listed there for you. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them for you.
Are there any questions? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And that passes.
Believe it or not, this is something that they all look forward to when they can say, oh, I'm a permanent employee now. So we will put this out to the entire staff tomorrow.
Fantastic. And the irate work change order for Lone Tree.
So Chad's here and he can talk a little more about it. But basically what it is we have E-rate money that comes in, and they fund certain technology items. And one of the things that they were funding this year is wiring and raceway at Lone Tree. Well, because much of that was stuffed full already, they ran into some issues. And so there is a change order for $16,000 more than their original bid. But there's also a credit for just shy of $5,000 because they were able to return some of the stuff that they didn't need. So being a change order and knowing it's gonna affect our funding, it needs to come to the board for approval. So the change order is for $16,000 and whatever changes on there, and the credit is for just shy of $5,000. The change order is not covered by E-rate, so therefore the $11,000 difference will have to come out of the district's funds. And E-rate is typically an 80-20 anyways, where we have to pay 20% of the project and we get refunded 80% of the project. And that's why we do it, because where else do you get to get things for technology on 20 cents on the dollar? And Lone Tree was in serious need of rewiring for technology. So Chad, do you have anything to add?
Well, no, it's just doing the walkthrough. You can't really see the pipes. You can't see the routes of how the cabling is going. Being an old school, everybody was on the same page. This company did come in like $60,000 less on the bid process, which I really like them. So they've had nothing but compliments on the work that they do when they're from the teachers that are in the classroom. But the company that they did beat even says, if there's anything outside of what we're doing in that walkthrough, there's going to be
have a question, and I probably am, I know nothing about technology. I know nothing about any of that. But by doing this and getting all this up to wherever it needs to be, is this going to help us find a company or be able to get the fire system out there that we're having such a hard time with the electricians and that stuff?
Separate.
It's totally separate? Okay. Where are we in that process of findings? I know we've had companies and then they bail, and I just was wondering where we're at.
I guess Ridgefly was working with a company a long time ago. They put in, I think a company put in a silent night. I don't even know how long ago. I think it was even before me that just sitting in there. I don't even know what happened with that project. I know that they talked about the panel sitting there. And I know Larry Staub works with, I think, a company that they deal with. And he was having bad communication, so I emailed him. I was like, well, I'll email him and I'll chew him out. So I did send him an email. And finally they responded.
There's been three different people, and so, and I know it's been an ongoing issue, and so I didn't know, you know, it's we're a couple years in now, so I was just curious.
We've also, Chad and I have worked with the grant, you know, the technology grant that put cameras up, trying to switch some of that funding from cameras out at Lone Tree to this, but they're very slow to respond. And I don't know if you've heard
that's,
that.
That's Bells and Intercoms. Separate. And we fixed it. We did get the all-call system. Nick got work with the company to get the all-call system fixed. So that's back up and running, and they're able to do all calls out the campus, but that's separate from the fire.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, that passes.
And just as a follow-up to that, anybody who works in anything that has to do with construction, it's very typical that you end up with a change order or 10, because they can't know what they don't see. So it's not unusual to have those.
And I will totally add to that. There was about two
they put a lot of extra time into it, and even because I told him, hey, I complained about a couple of things. He took $2,000 off of it, even on top of that. So
that's not true. He knocked $2,000 off because we told him we were going to stick Anna on him. They are a very good company to work with, and we've worked with
them
before.
That's okay. Your story of they liked you went well. I got you.
Are there any board comments?
I'd like to say it's my first meeting. Thank you for, I've enjoyed it so far. it's been interesting. And also want to invite everyone out to the pumpkin farm this weekend. Half the corn maize sales are going to the FFA program that we're also fond of. And so please come out and try to get lost and support the program.
Thank you for that. The emblem is awesome. And just, like, I'm going to tear it.
The picture
because
is amazing.
Because when I see it, it's just so fantastic to see the community giving back because those kids work so hard and so efficiently. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely.
Can I ask, can you also talk, Ange, about September 20th?
Oh, September. And which also, thank you. All I know is it's Isabella Davis's dad, and John McWilliams. Contacted us today and is bringing out 26 volunteers that needed their volunteer hours from the base to help us with that. But the 20th, we have our volunteer opportunity, and we've been super blessed by this. We have several organizations, business organizations, that give back to the community, and they kind of picked our little greenhouse area and the things that we're doing out there to be part of that support. But if we get a certain number of volunteers, they donate funding to give back to the school to further the project. And so if we can get the 50 to 75 volunteers out there, they're actually going to donate the last $6,500 that we need to finish the groundwork to make that hall level back there. And what we've tried to do with the leveling of the groundwork with a compressed aggregate is when my Virginia school students come over to do their hours, we can get the wheelchairs in. So a lot of families have asked us why we have the higher garden beds and things like that. It's so my wheelchair access, kids can access it too. And so my kids are being mentors. There's opportunities for those kids to get job skills. We're setting up a whole outdoor classroom area in the back. And, you know, when you're in that garden area, it's hard not to smile. I mean, it's just this awesome area. And so, you know, my buddy classes can use it. My lower grades can use it. My middle school classes can use it. Virginia school classes come over and use it. So, yes, it just makes district-wide this opportunity when they come over for us to have an outdoor classroom area for those kids to enjoy and just make those memories. And I am telling you, part of the magic is that buddy program because it's my buddies that grow up and want to be MFA kids so that they get to be big buddies when the little buddies come over. So
I think it's important to mention, though,
it really is magical.
You have to sign up, right?
You have to sign up.
Can't just show up, you got to sign up. Oh, good.
Register on the spot. Oh yeah, we won't turn anybody away. we will sign up on the spot. But there is that QR code that we've been sharing, and that is something I got mass email because I'm shameless. But it is an opportunity for us.
Is this like what you did last year?
Exactly. So those groups were so impressed they set up two more events with us. So we'll have one this fall and we'll have another one this spring. And
let's hope for no rain this time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This time shouldn't rain. The weather looks
no
great.
No pots for you.
No, I will not be touching the pots. And I'm bringing gloves. I've already bought them.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Super
okay.
Excited. Yeah.
Thank you. Austin, I wanted to welcome you. Thank you for volunteering to do this.
Yeah, thank you.
We're very happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I just want to congratulate Craig and Nikki.
Yes.
Congratulations.
She told me that she'd only marry me because of my friends. I said, I don't have any friends. She goes, except the people at work. She said, exactly. I'm very blessed. So thank you.
Does anybody else have anything? Okay, that'll do it for tonight. We'll go into closed session.